Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Tzadi Ches, Zivachim 98. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin the 12th chapter of Maseches Zivachim, which is called Chapter of Perek Tful Yom. And this chapter will deal with the portions that the Kohanim get in the meat of the sacrificial animals, and in sometimes just the hide of the sacrificial animals. And our first Mishnah will discuss which Kohen is going to be Zocha, is going to merit to take the portion of the meat of the sacrificial animals, and which one is not going to be Zocha to take the meat. So it says our Mishnah, Tevul Yom. A Tevul Yom is somebody who has immersed that day in the mikvah, and he will become ritually pure from a state of ritual impurity, biblically speaking. However, he's not going to become ritually pure until the sun sets. So he is immersed, but he's not yet completely pure because he has to wait till nightfall. And so too a Kohen who is Mechusar Kippurim. Mechusar Kippurim means he's lacking the sacrifices. So if he would be a Zav or a Metzora, this is somebody who has immersed in the mikvah, however, he still needs to bring sacrifices in order to purify himself. There are four people we know who are called Mechusar Kippara. There is a Zav, Yoedes, Azav, and a Metzora. But here we're talking about a Kohen, so it's the male Kohen, so we're talking about Azav and a Metzora. So those circumstances, if the Kohen was Azav or a Metzora, but he hasn't brought his sacrifices, since he's prohibited to eat the sacrificial food, the sacred food, Einan Cholkin. They are not going to get a portion of it. And even though he's going to be able to eat it that night, in the case of the Tevul Yom, we say he still cannot eat it. So we say, on the Mishnah says, Einan Cholkin Mekachim L'Echol L'Erev. What about an Onin? An Onin is a Kohen, somebody who has a relative, Rachman Watson, who has died. And so therefore, he has to mourn for them, and the body has not yet been buried. So we say, under those circumstances, nogeya, such a person is permitted to touch the sacrificial food, and he does not make it tamei by touching it. However, eino makriv, he is not able to bring this sacrifice. So we see that the Onin is allowed to touch it, but he's not allowed to bring it. And not only is he not allowed to bring a sacrifice, he's also prohibited to eat the sacrificial food. And so therefore, for this reason, Eino Cholek, he's not able to divide it, Le'echol Erev, to eat it that evening after the body has been buried and his aninus, biblically speaking, has ended. Ba'ali Mumin, let's say there is a Kohen who has a blemish that would prevent him from serving in the temple, like it states in the verse in Leviticus chapter 21, verses 21 and 22, Kol Ish Asher Bo Mum Hizera Aaron, any person from the seed of Aaron who has a blemish on their body, who is a Kohen, Lo Yigash La Krives Ishei Hashem, he is not able to come closer to bring an offering to God. So such a person who has a Baal Mum, a physical blemish, such a person is not able to bring the sacrifice, whether or not it is a passing blemish or it is a blemish that is permanent. Bein bali mumim over and bein bali mumim kavuin. So we however have a chiddush under this case. The Torah tells us explicitly that such a person, even though he cannot serve in the temple, he is allowed to eat from the sacrificial food. And this is something that's astonishing. It's always been very difficult for me personally to understand why the Baal Mum Kohen is not able to serve in the temple, but we see from here that the Torah went out of its way to say that this person gets a share in the sacrificial food. As our Mishnah says, Cholken v'ochlen avolo makrivin, that the person divides up the food and eats it, but he does not bring it. And this is based upon the verse that it says in the Torah, Umin lechem elokav mikadshei kodeshim umin kodeshim yeyochel, that this person is able to eat from the sacrificial food even though he cannot serve it. And so we see from here a fundamental principle, kol she'eino roi la'avoda, whoever is not fit to do the service, eino cholek b'basar, does not divide up the meat, with the exception of the Baal Mum. Kol she'eino b'basar, whoever doesn't have a share of the meat, eino b'oros, doesn't get a share of the hide. And now the Mishnah introduces another principle. Let's say you were just tummy at the time of the sprinkling of the blood, and then you came tahor by the time the parts went up on the temple, you're still going to be prohibited from eating the sacrificial food. The Kohen will not get a portion under those circumstances. The Achronim debate and discuss the following question. We know that the Kohanim are are not able to serve in the temple if they have a physical blemish. On the other hand, we also know that they're able to eat from the sacrificial food even though they have a physical blemish. What about the concept of giving a kohen honor today? We know that that there is a special law that you're supposed to give a kohen special honor. And so should we give the kohen who has the physical blemish the special honor? So the Prima Gadim makes the following distinction. It says in the Gemara in Gittin, which discusses why we give honor to the Kohen, we saw two reasons why. One approach of the Amoraim is Rav Masna. Rav Masna says it's based upon the fact that they are the children of Aaron, that they are the sons from the tribe of Levi, the children of Aaron. It says, "Vayichtov Moshe asa Torah zos, vayitnal kohanim b'nei Levi." And so, since the kohanim are b'nei Levi, this teaches us that the kohen comes first for everything, and we give him honor. Whereas the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel gives a second answer. It says, "Vikidash to," and what does that mean? "Vikidash to" seems to be because since he is sacred, since he is serving in the temple. So the Prima Gadim says that maybe we should draw the distinction: if you're the sons of Levi, if you're a son of Aaron, whether or not you're serving in the temple, you should be honored. But if it's Kidash To, according to the one that says Kidash To, then perhaps you're only honored if you're actually serving in the temple, not just for being a son of Aaron. So then maybe if you have a blemish, then you shouldn't be honored. But then the Prima Gadim comes back and says no, that just eating from the sacrificial food shows that you are within the category of the Kidash To, and therefore he says according to Prima Gadim, even a Kohen who has a Baal Mum is worthy of giving great honor to and should come first before the non-Kohanim when it comes to honor.